Okay, we are on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says we're going to start again from Rabba Barab Yasef Dami Tavayu, which is about 15 lines at the bottom, 31a, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph.
We started from the
Mishnah. Mishnah Gittin that says you can have a Safi Gerishon.
We started from Mimaidim Asnissim and the Hacha Bavas Afas.
Nissim, I went back four lines. I reconstructed four lines.
Okay.
Apologize. I just thought it would be easier. Achas Emeres Karavloiv, Achas Emeres Karavloiv, the Avalis Vekas Araisa. The case of Masechtas Gittin is a suffering deraisa by Trey. We don't say Chazokah by Trey because, as we explained, from the Kvager, that Trey is a bureau. I mean, Chazak is a bureau at this point. It's a clarification. And nothing clarifies better than Nadim. And our mission is talking about one against one. So there's room for clarification. So whenever you would put in Chazak, and the Chazak by Tzabi Gerishit is that she was Pater from Yibum, and therefore we would not require Chalitzem, Shemataim, or Chalatzis, Yisavem. How do you know that? By Kedushin, it would be two Kedushin, Edom against each other, we would go by Chazaka where she's Mutter Liyibum. And we would say, do Yibum. In fact, the Gemara, Kaim Eid, the Bami Karav Lov, Atam, the Shab, Machach, Lum. He just got finished saying that you don't put on Chazaka when it's Trey. So what kind of answer is that? Vesu, the Steak, he's Eidim, Nami, Steak, and Trev, Onani. Two against two is also, we put on Chazaka. Because Chazaka is not a bureau, Chazaka is a din, what you do when you don't know. How do I know that? We know that from, Midi Dhabi, Anixa, the Bebar Chacha. The Nechasim of the person who inherited, but he was an itim cholim, itim shaita guy. Sometimes he was with it, and sometimes he was out of it. By Tata Zab Nixi, he sold in the chasim. Also by Trey Varma Kishu Cholim Zabim. He sold it when he was healthy. Also by Trey Varma Kishu Shaita Zabim. Yom Ravash, Uki Trey Lahadi Trey, put two against you. The Uki Arab, Chazaka, the Barshata. Because it's Barshata, so we see with Chazaka, even by Trey. Elor ma ba'i agad olof reyo. You're right. You could say Safi Gerish and Safi Karavla and Safi Karavla. Let its friend tell. Tana b'kedushin wa din l'gerish and Tana b'gerishin wa l'kedushin. What we said is Safi Kedushin could be Safi Gerishin. What we said is Safi Gerishin could be Safi Kedushin. Practicum le'rov y'agad olof reyo. My zehu diktani. This is it. Mashma meant in other case not. Elor ma rabbi, you're right. Kosh yesh b'kedushin yesh b'gerishin. Whatever is by Kedushin, there is by Gerishin. Yes, begerishim mashenkim bekedushin. One of the three cases of gerishim, which we said is a get the raisa, but it's a problem drabanan, is not a problem by kedushin, and therefore by kedushin it would be a vaday kedushin and would not even be rabbinically usher. It would not even be rabbinically usher. But zel the gerishim lavdavka, and when it says there the gerishim is lavdavka, because by gerishim there's more cases. And the ton is zel bekedushin. And that is excluding one case, Tananami Zel Begarishan. Zel the Kedushan Lamutimai, which is the case that we exclude. That the Gemara Lamuti Zaman. There's no Zaman on the Shtar Kedushan, the Lech of a Kedushan. The Malay Tiknu Zaman Bekedushan, why not? So only Chlamalamachim Peri, the baguette, we need a Zaman, because he loses the Peris of her fields as soon as he writes the get. Tarusa, that's my Peri. So over here it wouldn't make a financial difference because he doesn't get the Peris anyway. We're afraid he's going to write a get and claim she was divorced previously. So therefore we want his mom, so he shouldn't cover for his niece, meaning for whoever wife he doesn't want to get killed, Liskin's mom. So why don't we do it by Kedushin? That way, in case she's Mizana after this Mizana Kedushin, he shouldn't be able to pull out the Shtar Kedushin and say it was done later. Don't the Gemara Mishim Nikin the Mekadosh Bekatz, but Nikin the Mekadosh Bekatz, let's take him up on his mom. Because people do Kedushin Kesef. And we can't cover that. So since we don't cover that, we didn't do it by Zman. By an Eved, when you sell an Eved, some do it by money and some do it by Shtar. we're taking Rabbanan's man, that the Gemara has some Ruba Vishtara, Hacha Ruba Bekaspa. Their majority do it with a star, here majority do it with money. Ibai same as in Vayabsha, because by Kedushin it's not possible. Hekali Abed, Luka Kabadi Dom, should we put it by her? Machkale, she'll cut it off, she'll erase it. We won't be able to kill her. Luka Kabadi Day, put it by him, Dimnus Basachaisi Machapale. He'll cover for her, but he won't produce the star Kedushin. Luka Kabad Adam, Edis here, Lu Lay Solicit. If they remember, they should come to say Edis. Ibilai, Zimna the Chazi Miksava. True, sometimes they'll come and say we saw the star, that would be good. But sometimes they'll see it in the star and then come testify as if they remember it. And that's not good. Lots of beside they'll come and testify. Rachman Amin Piyamulam Miksava. Practic Gemari Hachi Begerishin Nami Neim Hachi. So Begerishin also, she'll cut it off. Right? So the Gemara, the answer is, over there, she's afraid to cut it off. She was an HSH. She has to prove herself exact that she's not. Right? She's going to cut off this man. People are going to get suspicious of her. They're going to say, hey, what's going on here? She was an HSH. So she's afraid to cut it off. Mashain Kane, Rashi says, if she doesn't produce this man, we leave her in a chazaka and we kill her. That's what Rashi says by get. So she's afraid to mess with that. Here, by her chazaka says she didn't have kedushin, so therefore she cuts it off, and we wouldn't be able to kill her. Zuck the Mishnah writer, Gimu Achim Nesu and Gimu Nachrias, three brothers married to three strange women not related to each other. Meis Echad Mehem, Reuben died. Asabar Sheni Maimer, Shimon did Maimer Umeis. Heru Cholzus by Mitziat Meis. Rabbinically, they can only have chalitza, because even though one's fallen from Reuben's house and one's fallen from Shimon's house, but since Shimon did Maimer, it looks like she's coming from his house as well. Right? One of them dies and the other marries him. It's only if she has one husband, not two. Here it looks like she's coming from two husbands. Again, as the Gemara will explain, this is only rabbinic. Shimon Aimer, Shimon holds Maimer either kind of completely or not kind of at all. If it's kind of completely, they're both Shimon's wives. Not kind of completely, not kind of at all, they can do Yibum to both. So over here, we can't let Yibum to both because then he would be taking two from one house. They can do Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. Yibum to the Chalitza. Practic Gemara. If Zika's Beis Yibum is a Deraisa, Chalitza Nami like the boy. So if it's a Deraisa, biblically speaking, except for one case, whoever doesn't get Yibum doesn't get Chalitza. So we're not allowing Yibum because it's two from one house. She's part of Chalitza. We're afraid. Really, biblically, she can have Yibum. She's only falling one from Reuben, one from Shimon. But people will say, Shimon had two wives, and he did Yibum to both. That means if Shimon would have real two wives, he could do Yibum to both. So let him do Yibum to one and give Chalitza to the other. Why are we banning Yibum from any of the two? Now the Gemara Gzeres Shemiyayim Abayis Echad Miktasim Banoim and Miktasim Chalas. They'll think that if two wives, Reuben dies and has two wives, you have to do Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other. And that's not true. Practically, why the Yibum? What do we care? So you give an extra Chalitza. That's not necessary. Now the Gemara Yidim Yabim Badr Chalas, if that would be the order of Hanami, we wouldn't care. And Gzeres Duma Chalas Bereshav Adim Yabim. They might do Chalitza first, then Yibum. And then, come so because we're afraid that if we let one of these two have Yibum, people will think that two Yibamas that come from one house give one Yibum, one Chalitza, and they might do the Chalitza first, and then the Yibum will be ever allowed. So therefore we said, no Yibum at all, to any of the two. Amarava, nothing get with my Mara. If a guy gave, Reuben died, Shimon made a Maimer, and then wrote a divorce specifically stating that he's only writing the get to his Maimer, not to the Zika. So basically, he removed the Maimer, and now she's back to where she was. So the halacha is, Hutra Tzarasa. So then Shimon dies, so his wife can have Yibum, because the Maimer had been removed. But this woman who had the Maimer, Asura. even though she's back to where she was as Reuven's wife, but the mikhlev of a bala's get, people don't always notice how the get is written. If the get would have been written to Zika, rabbinically she's not allowed to have yibum. The get's written to the maimer, she could. We're afraid people will get confused. Ikadami, Amirav and Dustin get lamamorai, who trafilahi. She becomes mutter. My timer, my da'avid bashakle, what he did took away, and she's back to her status as Mrs. Reuven, and Levi can do yibum to both. And people will not get confused, that's what we're saying. Zok, the Heilige Mishnah Weiter. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Nesuin Shnei Achim is married to two sisters. Umeitachas mem, Echad mem, Reuven died. Vakach meit ishto Shosheni, then Shimon's wife died. Harzu Asura, Allah Velomus. Shimon cannot do yibum to Reuven's wife. However, Nesra Alum Shayachas, because at the time of Reuven's death, it was his wife's sister. She became Usher, never to become Mutter again. In the case in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where Reuven died and then Shimon's wife died. Sorry, Reuven died, Levi did Yibum, and then Shimon's wife died, and then Levi died. We don't let Yibum do a mitchem hebeis legami. She hadn't been patterned from the house. Levi had to do Yibum. Amrit Loi, you say that Shimon can never do Yibum. Here, when Reuven died, she was a free lady. She could marry anybody. She was no zikah to anybody. Like, okay, so why is this mission unnecessary? Zok the Gemara, you're 100% right. Tano HaTana Beresha. First, he learned this case. In that case, when Levi did Yibum, he said, you know, she's mutter, because now she's coming as Mrs. Levi. Vesharya. But then he changed his mind. Why did the Chaviv lay Agdama? Because he loved his Chiddush, so he wrote that Mishnah first. But this Mishnah was already written. Well, Mishnah is Azim and Kaima. Tana Rabbana. Bo Aleha. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. Shimon lives with, forget about Yibum. There's no Yibum here. Doesn't make a difference. Shimon lives with Reuven's wife, who is his brother's wife and his wife's sister. Chayev Elam Shemesh Yisach, Shemach Yisi, Shedim Reb Yisi. Chayev two, Chayev Yikrisis. Shimon Eimer, Ein Chayev Mishim Eish Yisach Bavad, he's only Chayev for Eish Yisach. Fentikim Rav Atanya, Shimon Eimer, Ein Chayev Mishim Eish Yisach Bavad. Elsewhere we learned that he's only Chayev for Achay Yisach. But the Gemara like Kasha. Kasha Nasa Chayev Akach Nasa Meis. Kasha Nasa Meis Akach Nasa Chayev. Depends who got married first. If Shimon married Leah first, and then Reuven married Rachel, so first Rachel was Achay Yisach. So the Isra Eish Yisach is now Chal and Achay Yisach. If Reuven married Rachel first, and then Shimon married Leah, so Rachel was his brother's wife before it became his wife's sister, so he would be Chayev for Eish Yisach.
And not Achay
Yisach, because Shimon holds, Ein Isra Chal Ol. Frank the Gemara. Reb Shimon, Heichad Nasa Mei Zakach Nasa Chai. If Reuven married first, then Shimon married. Kivin the Isra Achay Yisach Lechayo, because Ein Isra Chal Ol, it's a Siyab Yivumi. So why is there no Yibum? His brother's wife. It's not his wife's sister. It was never Chal. Amar Ravashi, Isra Chayzisha Mitlatoli Vikoi. It hangs around. It's not Chal, but it's waiting in the wings. Epoch Isra Eishasach, Ot Isra Chayzisha Vikoyim. The minute Eishasach goes off, it's Chal. Hilkoch, Epoch Eishasach doesn't leave, because there won't be a mitzvah Yibum, and therefore Eishasach stays. Frank the Gemara, Vesavar Rabbi Yaisi Isra Chal Alitzer. Does Rabbi Yaisi hold that Isra is Chal Alitzer? Well, Tanya, we learned not that way. Avar Aveira Shiesh B'Shtei Mitzvos. A guy transgressed the Aveira that there's two capital punishments for. Yidin B'Chamura, obviously, we give him the stricter one. You can only kill him once. You kill him with the more severe one. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Yidin B'Zikir Rishayin HaBa'olov. He gets the first one. V'Tanya. Ketzidam Rabbi Yaisi Yidin B'Zikir Rishayin HaBa'olov. Chamaitzai, he married a woman whose mother was single. So she became Asatim as a mother-in-law. Venasus Eishasish, and then she became an Eishasish. Didn't become Eishasai. That, because that's the stricter one. Chamaisai. Eishasish Venasus Chamaisai. So she was a married lady, then he married her daughter. Didn't be Eishasish. Aye, Chamaisai is stricter. The answer is Chamaisai is not Chal. That means Rabbi Yaisi holds, Ein Isser Chal Alisser. Now how can we say over here that he's Chayim both? What happened to Rabbi Yaisi's opinion that Ein Isser Chal Alisser? Zok to Gemara Amar of Avol Maid Rabbi Yaisi be Isra Maisav. No. Rabbi Yaisi agrees that when the woman becomes Asr to more men, it is Chal. So the truth is, when she was Achais Ishtai, and then she became Eishes Ach. So Eishes Ach made her usher to all the other brothers, so she became usher to more people. So therefore, it's Chal, because it's an Isher Maisav. Whereas, when she was an Eishes Ish and then became his mother-in-law, she did not become usher to any more people. She was usher to everybody to begin with. And therefore, it's not Chal. So if Yaisi holds ain't Isser Chalal Isser, unless it's an Isser Maisef. Zok to Gemara. Tinach, Hegel de Nasechai, Lachkach Nasemes. That makes sense. But first she was Achais Isha, then she became Eishesach. She became usher to more people. Itais of Isser Lagabe Didei, I'm sorry, Migad Itais of Isser Lagabe Achim, she became usher to the other brothers. Itais of Isser Lagabe Didei. But if first it was Eishesach, then Achais Isha, so she didn't become usher to any more people. My Itzer Maisavik. V'chi teima migu de Itzer b'kula achvasa. He became usher to more women. Hi Itzer Kailu. That's not Maisav. That's Kailu when he becomes usher to more women. When she becomes usher to more men, she's the object. It's Maisav. When he becomes usher to more women, that's not Kail, that's not Maisav, that's Kail. And Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold a Mr. Kail. Now, we'll get to that in a second. Elam Arava, Malan Yalav Kilas Yishtayim Veinu Chayev Elacha. You're right. The truth is, he's only Chayev one. But we consider it like two. Chayin Kiyas Arava, Rabbi Yechana Malo Olav Haniyo Kilas Yishtayim Veinu Chayev Elacha. Mayinav Kamina Lekavri Ben Rishoam Gemurim. To bury him between Rishoam Gemurim. Rabbi Yaisi says, even though he only brings one chatas, but he gets buried between Rishon and Gemur, and Rashi learns with his Skolim and his Shrofim, and Taisa says, between people that did two Chayvei Krisis. And Reb Shimon holds, since Einis and Chayvei Lister, you don't even bury him by Rishon and Gemur. Now, we spoke this out, and I want to make an addendum to this. Taisa says, how do you know Reb Yaisi doesn't hold the Mr. Kail? Maybe he holds the Mr. Kail too. So Taisa answers, because in the case of Eishes Ish v'nasis chamaisai, he becomes usher to her sisters. Right? She's an Eishes Ish. He married her daughter. Now he becomes usher to his wife's sisters. So it's Isher Kailu, he should become usher as chamaisai also, because he becomes usher more women. And Rabbi Yaisi says, we don't say that. We say nidin be'eishes ish. Chamaisai is nachal. Why is chamaisai nachal? Ein isher chal alister. What do you mean? The second isher is Kailu. By marrying his wife, he's usher to her sisters. So he's usher to more women, so let him be chal on his mother-in-law as well. So Dr. Tyson, from there we see he doesn't hold the Mr. Kail. That's why the Gemara assumes he doesn't hold the Mr. Kail. Now if you remember, in Friday's Gemara, and in Thursday's Gemara, we said that later on, that there's a mandiyama that says Rabbi Yaisi holds it is chal by Mr. Kail. So we said that doesn't fly with this Gemara that we just learned now. So Taisus speaks out that it's a machloikus, and let me explain this. I think it's a very interesting Taisus. Taisus says as follows: when he marries his mother-in-law's daughter, she's an Eishes Ish, and he marries her daughter. Why is it an Isser Kail? Because he becomes usher to her sisters. That's Achais Isha. It's not the same Isser as the mother-in-law. Could be Reb Yaisi holds by Isser Kail when it's the same Isser to everybody. For instance, in the case when his brother married, and then he married the wife's sister, right? Reuben married Rachel, and then Shimon married Leah. So he becomes usher to all of Leah's sisters as a Chais Isha. So it could be Chal on Rachel as well. Because it's Migud that Chal on all the other sisters. He becomes usher to the other sisters. So he becomes usher to Rachel as an Isher Kailu. Here, we want to say that since the sisters become usher as a Chais Isha, the mother-in-law should become usher as chamoisai. It's a different isser. So it could be that Rabbi Yaisi does hold of isser kail. But there's a difference in what kind of kail. The same isser or different isser. So this should be hold to make no difference. And since Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold of isser kail by chamoisai, he doesn't hold it here either. The sugya later on says Rabbi Yaisi does hold of isser kail. Because chamoisai is different, it's a different isser. It's not the same Isser. He's marrying this woman's daughter. He becomes Isser to her sisters as a Chais Isha. To mother-in-law would be a different name, Chamoisai. Who says we say Kail from one Isser to the other Isser? Whereas in the case of Eishes Ach and Achais Isha, he's becoming Isser to all the sisters as Achais Isha. So it could be that we would say Isser Kail. What's the type that speaks out?
Nevelim Kippur, what is that?
Nevelim Kippur is Isser Kail.
How does that seem?
It's the same Isser, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur offers him in peanut butter and in ketchup and in pickles, so it offers him in a veil as well. Called the Isser Yom Kippur. It's the same Isser.
Whereas
here, about Chamoisai, right, this woman is an Eishes Ish. He's now marrying her daughter. So Isser Kailo would say, since he's ushered to his wife's sisters, and that's how, to be called the Muslim law as well. But that's a different Isser. So this sugya holds, it makes no difference. The sugya later on that says Rabbi Yossi does agree to Isser Kailu holds that makes a difference.
We never had a Kailu where it was a different type of
Isser. We never had it except by Chamoisai. Don't think of the book. Today we learn Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos. A Zar that serves on Shabbos 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 got up and he swore. Tach Shemati Merebi Shtayim. Kavod to Bakapur B'nishma Avayda, I swear. Tach Shemati Merebi Achas. Yitzchor B'Kiya Lotin. B'Kiya started to prove it. Shabbos HaKol Nesra. Shudra B'Migdash Eitz Kahana Mutra. Only Mutra the Kahana. Kahana Mutra B'Loy L'Zarim. Yash Kam B'Shem Zaris. Yash Kam B'Shem Shabbos. Yitzchor B'Kapur Lotin. Shabbos HaKapur said, no. Shabbos HaKol Nesra. Shudra B'Migdash Hutra. Period. Ein Kana L'Zaris. Same time, Bamum Shishimish Betuma. Bamum that serves Betuma. Rukhiyah Mechayim Shtayim, Bakapurim Mechayim Elach. Covets Rukhiyah Benishma, avoid I swear Kakshamati Merebi Shtayim. Covets Bakapurim Benishma, avoid the Kakshamati Merebi Achas. His word Rukhiyah won. Rukhiyah started to be done. Tumma la Kal Nesra. Shahutram and Migdash, it's a Kahanim Tumimim Mutra. Only Mutra for Kahanim Tumimim, Kahanim Tumimim Mutra, Lila Bali Mumma. Because the Torah never removed. Right, the Isser of Tuma only for good Kahanim. Yesh kam shem bali mumu, yesh kam shem Tuma. Hitzchum b'kabor, but Tuma l'chol Nesra. Shehutra b'migdash b'karbon tzibur, l'chutra. En kanam shem bal mum. Third case of Machalik. Zohar shalchum malika. P'kiyah v'amechayim, shtayim b'kabor amein l'chayim v'lachat. P'kiyah says two, b'kabor says one. Kovetz b'kiyah v'nishba. Avayt, I swear, tach shemati mi rebi shtayim. Kovetz b'kabor v'nishba. Avoid I swear, kach shemati merebi achas. The veil of the kol nesra. The veil is us, it's everybody. Shehutra b'migdash, it's a kahanim utra. Only kahanim can eat malika. Kahanim utra below the zarim, so it's nevela. Yashkam b'shem zaris, yashkam b'shem malika, which is nevela. Hitzchum b'kapar ladin. Nevela a kol nesra. Shehutra b'migdash utra. Ein kahanim b'shem zaris. It's only because of zaris. I am going to start again, but my commitment tomorrow, we will do this Gemara over again tomorrow.
Where?
From the beginning of Amud Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. We didn't get that far down the page. Right? Did I? I don't think so.
No.
No, so I'm going to start again from the my commitment.
You
did? I didn't write it yet. If I had a piece of paper, I could write it for you now. I just don't have a piece of paper. If you have a piece of paper, I'll write it for you right now.
Off.
Piece of paper?